If you suffer from motion sickness, it can be difficult flying in a plane, taking a cruise on a ship, even riding in a car. For years, the explanation was that the stimulation in your eyes and middle ear while on a ship or in a car, being different from a normal experience, would cause you to get sick. Well, this week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Thomas Stoffergen, a professor of kinesiology at the University of Minnesota who has studied motion sickness for 25 years. He says there may be another explanation.
You've got a different theory regarding motion sickness. Would you explain that for us?
Let me just first say that the traditional theory is based on the idea that when you are in an unusual situation, such as being on a ship or in the backseat of a car, that the stimulation of your eyes and your middle ear and the sensors in your body are different from normal experience, and that that difference is what makes you sick. My response to that is, yes, indeed. In those situations, the stimulation of those sensory systems is different. The debate, if you will, is whether that difference is what actually is responsible for motion sickness, and my argument is that it is not. So let's take the example of a ship. When you get on a ship, the thing you're standing on is moving underneath you, then you are in fact going to have highly novel and unusual stimulation of the sensors in your ankles and as the ship makes your body sway. But that is not the only thing that is different about being on a ship. And that is what gets us into the possibility of alternative explanations. You sort of take a step back and say, okay, sensory stimulation is different on a ship, but what else is different on a ship? And one answer is that when you're standing on something that's moving underneath you in an unpredictable way that you cannot control, that is going to challenge the physical control of your body. You're going to have to learn new ways to contract those leg muscles to maintain your balance. Some people pick up motor skills really rapidly. Other people don't learn quite so rapidly.
So you're saying that it comes down to postural instability?
Yes, that's what the theory's called. And I think that the sort of logic of this is pretty direct that, you know, you stand on a wobbly surface and it's going to make you wobbly. Yes, it's going to change your sensory stimulation, but it's also going to make you wobbly, and those are logically separate things.
How does sitting in the back seat of a car reading apply to this? Because, yes, there's movement in the car, but it's not the same as having to balance on a ship.
I beg to differ. So if you are sitting in the back seat of a car that is on an interstate highway that's pretty straight, and the driver has turned on cruise control, then it's extremely unlikely that you're going to get sick. When do people get car sick reading? It's when they're in traffic. And what that means is that when they're slowing down and speeding up, when they're turning left and turning right, and that all means accelerations. And accelerations are an issue because they displace the car underneath you, and now we're right back where the ship was. Okay, anytime you push the gas pedal, the brake pedal, or turn the wheel, you're moving the car underneath the body. And the body has to be stabilized relative to that motion. It's not about subjective awareness of any kind whatsoever. You know, if you were balancing a pencil on your fingertip, that would be easy to do when cruise control was on and incredibly hard to do when cruise control was off. The pencil doesn't perceive anything. It's either stably balanced or it isn't.
It's Dr. Thomas Stoffergen speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about motion sickness. More of that conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.